Project Feed a Neighbor is a food collection that is done in Ishpeming, West Ishpeming. And last year, as you recall, we expanded into the Nagani area. And all of that food that's collected throughout the neighborhoods of those communities goes into the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. And we've had some great success this year expanding the program even further. The wonderful guys from the Pioneer Kiwanis have taken the food collection bags out into churches and businesses in the Republic Mishigami area, where we're soliciting food out there for that St. Vincent de Paul store. And some administrators from the Tilden Township Hall and some individuals from Faith Lutheran and Christ the King Church in that area have now expanded Project Feed a Neighbor into the National Mine area south of Ishpeming. So there's some new neighborhoods that we've never covered before.
Now, that's one of the unique things with this particular effort. A lot of times when there are food drives, the idea is you bring the canned goods to some event or you bring them to some location where there is a pickup. But you've kind of turned that a little bit on its ear with this, where you take a two-week sort of or two-weekend approach and send out bags, which you've done. And now it's on the people to fill the bags and then do what with them?
Yes, and what a great recap. Well, last Saturday, the 26th, there were, as usual, dozens of high school students and Boy Scout, Girl Scout units that took over 7,000 bags.
Wow.
To homes all over Ishpeming, Nagani, West Ishpeming, and other parts of that community. And starting at 10 o'clock this Saturday, May 3rd, that same great army of volunteers we'll be going back through those neighborhoods looking for those bags with the pink fluorescent labels set curbside with non-perishable food. And so we're appealing to everyone this morning to just really open what has always been the generous spirit of giving and generous hearts in our community and recognize that the need to support the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul food banks is as great as ever.
Dick, what are some of the things that you're looking for in these bags?
Well, canned goods and certainly boxed item like pastas and cereal or any non-perishable food. And Mike, in answering that question just a little bit further, I've been over to both the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. We work very closely with those organizations. This has been a very tough winter for people in the Upper Peninsula that would be needy families. And I know from firsthand experience that there are many more families who've come in for food aid this winter. And there's kind of a theme that runs with the cold weather. Some families have had to make tough choices about food or fuel over the course of the winter. And so that's why the shelves are as depleted as they've ever been. And we are really appealing to everyone to remember to put those bags curbside tomorrow. And I know there'll be people who are out of town or who may forget. And Walt, you're always asking, well, what else can they do? What else can they do? You can always bring that food donation in next week to either the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul, or drop it off at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming or Mitchell United Methodist Church in Nagani.
When you look at this now, it's been 5 years doing Project Feed a Neighbor. You've got 7,000 bags going out into the community and thousands of those coming back, and there's food coming in and people are stepping up and helping out. You know, when you first got this idea rolling and you were involved in that process, was this what you were hoping to see? Has it gone beyond? Is it what are your thoughts now looking 5 years back?
Well, we had a vision of helping the community, and that grew out of a committee of people who were very committed to seeing Wesley United Methodist Church as a beacon church in the Ishpeming area. Mm-hmm. And it has grown, and it's difficult to anticipate what that's going to look like over those 5 years, as you say, Walt. But so many other churches and volunteers have stepped up, and the fact that the churches in Nagani and with the Nagani Ministerial Association have stepped up, and service organizations, again, with Pioneer Kiwanis, have done just a tremendous job of helping us grow the program. But as we were just talking about off air, one of the groups that we need to focus on as much as any that have helped with this project are the students at Westwood, Ishpeming, Nagani, and our wonderful kids at Hartman High that come out and help us. And I don't think a lot of people realize that there are close to 300 volunteers that'll touch this project before it's all finished.
Wow.
So I tend to be the voice on the radio, but behind that, there's a small army that's making it happen.
Well, you're representing the entire force that's out there doing it, and you make it happen. And, you know, the kids go out, the volunteers go out, they distribute the bags, which was last weekend. And now if you are someone listening and you got a bag at home at your residence or whatever it was, you need to fill it with non-perishable food items because tomorrow is pickup day, which again is the schedule is what?
10 o'clock to noon, all over those same areas and churches in Ishpeming and Nagani, those kids will be assembling with their drivers. And again, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 3rd, they'll be going out into the neighborhoods looking for those grocery shopping bags with the pink fluorescent labels sitting by the mailbox or curbside or on the front porch, hopefully filled with these non-perishable food items. And then again, all of that food goes into the food pantries at Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. And once again, we just want to continue to appeal to the generous spirit that has always defined the Ishpeming, Negaunee, and West End area, and ask everyone to do this very small thing. Just fill that bag and set it out. We'll take it from there.